Well, when they are.
Yeah.
They won't.
You name it.
No, they won't do it.
They won't do it. Not one bit of it. Well, what are we having on there? I don't know. I don't know what's on.
I'm grabbing it. It's a little bit of a fury. It's fury as well. It's a bit more even.
You need a Mensa to be a Mensa member to follow some of the recent Taggart plots. Says anyway.
Taggart?
Taggart, yeah. Ooh. Your telly views.
That's not on tonight.
Ooh.
No, you want Morrissey done.
Yeah, I think so.
You can't have it.
Either that one or the film, another hot film.
Well, it's up to you. What's that then? The Good Wife. What about that? The Good Wife.
Oh, for anyone.
Alright, just tell us then. I'm sure you appreciate it.
Well, that's only an hour and a half, isn't it?
I don't know.
Do that one, because...
9 till 10:30.
I'm really talking
about... What?
I'm really talking about being able to watch a 2-hour one, yeah.
I know.
Do that with
the other one. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Oh, we can't.
9 o'clock. You can't do
that. Oh, yeah, no. Alright, if you have that, I can have Emma Freud explores the unspoiled island of Belize. That'd be interesting. That's where Peggy comes from. It's travelogue. Have a take for a moment.
Oh, she's swimming with a dolphin.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, we'll do that as well then.
I'm sorry, that.
Oh, you're going to do that because you're watching more, aren't you?
Yeah.
That'd be bloody Wednesday night, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have to go out then, should you?
Right, so it's 8:30 on 4, 9 o'clock on 2.
We'd have to get the bloody books out if I was here.
Well, yeah! Bloody work. Listen then to me.
Listen in.
8:30 on 4.
Listen in to me.
Oh, shut it. And 9 o'clock on 2, right? No, what's the time? No, what's on it? No. I don't want Coronation Street. Tomorrow's World. Dev 2 still on.
There's nothing coming. This is Coronation. This is more discount.
This is
more discount on the 12-hour sale.
Inspector Morse returns to probe a deceptively We've got the right man. The suits are innocent for God's sake.
He was in Soldier.
Who was this one?
Yeah.
He was a CO, wasn't he?
No. CO was a... He looked like... Oh, what's his name? He reminded me of him straight away. Patrick McGowan. The colonel reminded me of him.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't him, did he? Thanks, Sean.
Told you, knew who it was. This is your life, Gary's choice.
No, it didn't.
It says, I can't give any away, but that the show is show's not a load of old tosh tonight.
That's naughty.
Just a bit.
We got one of those at the bookies. Ugly looking things, but they do the job. Make the shop look like the back entrance of a
yeah, we're all made in the back.
Any choice in the magic, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Didn't realise that.
I reckon that most of these break-ins are committed by people
make
that
are loved
by your neighbours.
They'd have to be very good old people together, wouldn't they?
You get nowhere if you put your trust in friends and neighbours that much a half-friend. I mean, you think you've got a friend you can trust, but trust isn't even on the agenda anymore. It's dog eat dog now. Dog eat dog.
Well, I think you might be going a bit far there, Miv. I've got some very nice dogs as it happens. See you.
Thank you for that. Right, lady.
I'm not staying with you if you're going to be in a foul mood, Mother. I'm in a foul mood. I'm talking to you. Do you want to?
Done out there.
They brought them all before they met you.
Well, the best is the best thing. The only thing is that it's permanent is wood, isn't it?
What sort of wood would that have to be?
Well, you can choose yourself. Is that or pine or whatever, can't it? You choose your own one. There's so much available now.
That would be permanent, wouldn't it?
That's the only thing it can be.
It's all going to be a tile.
To be permanent.
Or tiles.
Or tiles. But tiles is all.
Tiles is clinical.
It's cold, yeah.
It's always clinical. But I have something permanent, Nick.
Yeah.
Haven't we? To make it easier.
Well, that's depending on what you have.
Yeah, if you have
time. Oh,
you could live on a grant then, just. But now, I mean, look at Auntie, she has to work, she's got a backbone. she can.
No doubt. Not a bad little place, is it?
Not bad. Why, do you fancy running something like this in your retirement?
I say, because I was running around a bit, I think.
Yeah,
I think that's probably the thing. Just did it. That's the answer. I don't know really what we had on it. Right, I'm at 201 now. I haven't been any for ages.
I could be under and
it's very boring though.
What's it got my colour?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't feel like a mix with this, did you?
Oh no.
Yeah.
The Edis Model 2000 storage system.
might get a blooming letter from Tori and someone then, mightn't I?
No, thanks.
Doubt it if she keeps ringing
out.
Really,
you know what you said about keeping the job here tonight? I was wondering if I could take your time. I'd like to come back.
Hallelujah! I know it might be awkward, but I can't look so comfortable behind the back.
Well, of course she looks comfortable. She's fast asleep, look. That's when she actually manages to get it.
So you think it might be all right then?
Of course it'll be all right.
Well, now I know that you'll have to give her notice.
No, I don't even have to do that, look. No, you see, she was told from the off that the job was always temporary. So, I'll just square it with Alex, then you can start.
What do you recommend, girl?
Oh, very colourful.
Nice, isn't it?
And it's chocolate every month, my old pal.
It's not very romantic, having to go out and buy your own chocolate.
Yeah, well, he doesn't like space, doesn't he?
Yeah, and to see his face when he finds out.
How's your Ken then? Is he all right?
Well, he's still laid up, but he seems to be improving.
Yeah, well, rather careful, you know. Some men, you let them lie down, they don't want to get up again.
See you,
Mum. Bye, Vera.
He was bad enough being tossed out when he was filled, but he's your own husband.
I'll soon forget about you when the word gets out that you managed to reach his wife.
Ah, but is he in her life? I heard he was a gobstopper salesman.
Well, it wasn't he? It was less like gobstoppers and more like love hearts from where I was
standing.
Oh, what's the matter? Feeling a bit gloomy like you wanted a day.
I bet.
Yeah, never mind. It was some aunt. I mean, it could be heard.
Hey.
I've got something to tell you, Vera.
Yeah, I know you have, your little weasel.
Not at all, Terry.
What's wrong with him? He's not had an accident. He's not here.
He's not here. He's never here, is he? Don't tell you why. Because there's nothing here for him. Because I have failed him as a father. He's never any good for him.
Oh, well, that's true. What you just said just now, your eyes.
Well, see, I wanted to put it right between me and him, so... I started putting a bit of money by. I've only got married, Jim. Not much. Something to help smooth the road in the first couple of months, you know. A little nest egg, something that we never had.
Bang goes the door.
A bit of moonlight into Undertakers, which is how come you saw me driving the earth up here. And I am very sorry I tried to hide it from you, but see, this has got nothing to do with you. You've always been to a mother to him and more. It's me that's laying down. It's me that's got a case to answer. I mean, he even started putting coffins around so I could put a little money by for him.
Oh, God bless you.
So it's obvious to me that it was never meant to be, was it? Because I thought I'd hidden that money somewhere where nobody would find it. So I went to check this morning. And he's a gone, Vera, gone. So I've let the lad down again, haven't I?
No, you haven't let him down. Don't talk like that. You've always done your best for him, haven't you?
No, it's gone, Vera. But intentions won't buy you now these days, will they? What a chance. Celebrating something out of Vera.
She said he'd been moonlighting, and well, I just thought worse to you, Jack, you know.
Come on. No more than I deserve, brought it on myself.
Yeah, well, listen, I'll make it up to you. I will. I'll pay you back out my wages. I'll make it up to you. You'll see if I don't.
Thank you very much, and that's very kind of you, Vera. And I shall tell our Terry how you've backed me up all the way. You want these chocolates?
What did you do? I'm a half a prisoner and a smart little girl.
Oh, Lena.
Yeah,
oh, it's my nose work.
Well, you look a bit vacant.
I've just been watching Raquel. She was born to this.
changing boat now. Had a lot of it in me.
Who buys the other prizes then, Mo? Who buys Beth?
No, I do. This week.
The other ones?
No, we're going to take a turn, isn't it? We do.
Would you go to Tesco?
I will do, yeah.
Oh, you will do.
Yeah, I'll do all tomorrow then.
You went for a job today, better than
eyes. Well, that's good. I mean, if he's expecting us to back him up, it's only fair he does his bit.
That's where you're wrong. Normally, yeah, I think he should get a job in Mr. Mallard and all that. But now he should be concentrating on his exams. If he gets a job now, I think that means we've let him down. So, I've got a job.
What?
I went to see Beth today. She's going to start back at the Rovers whenever I like.
That's fine, love. I mean, are you sure you're ready? It hasn't been out long.
I'm sure. I think I'm more than ready. If I don't go back soon, I never will.
Isn't it? It's alright then, isn't it?
Let me watch the other one your father did.
Yeah.
Just put your hands on.
That's all you did on that, wasn't it? With his most demanding and devastating case yet. Morse says you've never seen him before. Next on the TBS. I'm thinking about it here. Well, it's got to be paying that we can't keep on doing things like vinyl stuff. It's such a lot of work. I mean, this vinyl's alright, but it's such a lot of work, isn't it? Interesting to see bellies though, because it's not one you normally see, is it? Because they're still pretty mother and mother. Oh, she's being so welcome. Oh, yeah. There you are.
I tell her whether you work, so she's not.
Well, that's quite a point, actually.
Oh.
Oh, she always says get your ass back to England. To England. Her mother. She's a right bar, get your ass back. Well, when Peggy gets decided, she gets all bigger than
me. Yeah, she says about that, doesn't she?
Yeah. Get your ass back to England, she says. Quite different though, isn't it?
Hmm.
You sure you don't want this then?
No. Otherwise I can't do those.
Alright.
Oh god, I haven't got your in there.
His wife was blonde.
Sure. Which one is it you're on about?
Show me. She was a blonde one that had the affair with. Yeah. The Colonel looked like a. Colonel was an Irish bloke, wasn't he?
So you were certainly in charge of one of those.
He was in charge of the group.
Yeah, he was certainly in charge of those when they had that mock
fight. Mock battle.
Wanted to put one over on the boat. He had been on the pair with his boys, didn't he?
That's right.
I'm not standing, am I?
I missed the end of that one.
I'm sorry, darling, but come back on again.
That was late on at night though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, one was there.
Yes.
No, it
wasn't.
Yeah,
it wasn't the time that I would. No, not me.
No, it was 10 o'clock at least.
Prime time. But there were a lot of things you could get. Or find things similar.
It's okay then. Yes. My wife. She likes to know I'm all right. You can have your phone modified if you find it difficult. Yes, I know.
I'm gonna get anyone, don't I?
Yeah,
it takes a long time.
They show everybody, don't they? Yeah, well you've got to add on another six. I'm sure, for God's sake, don't say I'm doing it wrong.
No, you have to get to 111, and then you add on 6 rows.
No, do I?
Yeah, and then count on. Yeah, you said.
There's Morsi.
That car's right for him.
It's a lovely car, isn't it?
I don't like the car myself.
Oh, I do.
Not for me, I
would. Oh, it's a beautiful old car. You can't, it's brand new.
No, he's done it.
Really?
Yeah.
His name's Henry Fallon. Found my son-in-law, Mr. Peter Rhodes. He's outside in the hall.
Where is Mrs. Fallon?
Doesn't he know her or something?
No, not yet.
Oh, yes. That's what it was.
There goes that bloody dog.
Two gone.
It's
got a yapper on
the bloody house, isn't it? There goes the other one out the back.
Yeah.
I have a 6 o'clock appointment.
Bloody
people. It's difficult to be precise, Sergeant, for this business. My father will help me down there and teach them, you see. Only when I arrived.
Let's try and get some.
Henry was a
stickler. Really good one, though, if he brings that machine in.
When you're here.
Quiet.
She has a flat she uses. I'm afraid of her now. University. What about Mrs. Fallon's brother? Would he not? Would he? Yes, I'm sure he would. Why don't you go and ask him, Lewis, so I can see him as he runs.
Oh, I'll leave that job to you and she gets on it.
You never know, I might be busy.
Yeah,
the way it is bloody yellow, strange.
Well, I get a bit annoyed actually because.
Well, it's a little bit annoying.
Well, I am a bit annoyed, so I said don't get messed about, I said. This is our party. If you get over there and it's only for a bloody week, it'll be annoying. Yeah, I just don't know. I never said a word to him, he said it to
me. It's a little bit annoying now.
I think so.
You're hanging on for it.
Dad said to me this morning, did Bev get a phone call yesterday? And I said no. You know, from that work.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, oh, she will today. She will today.
Something.
It's getting a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
She leaves on Friday.
Well, I would take it. To me, wouldn't you?
I don't know, that was this morning. He came up to me.
Yeah, but I'm not
going to
say.
Oh, no, don't. I find it annoying, anyway.
It might mean that...
If it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not.
Well, that's
it.
I might have decided not to.
Alright.
So you've still got a phone call to tell her no.
Well, of course you can, but it seems a bit strange that he said that this morning.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
No, what? No, no, no. Oh, I'll take yours, shall I? Card, it's in my overall pocket, because I'll tell you what's in the thing with it. Me, Carol, one and I have my premium points put on there. And it's in my overall pocket, I know it is.
A damn good job I got one, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you still get in, but I can't knock the door in. You know what you've got to say? No, back off.
Blame him. Got a system now.
And then he would too.
I know he would. He's got a system.
I know he would. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any glove? Anyone?
Yeah, the other one in the car. In the car, didn't it? Oh, I don't know. Put one out when you pass. I don't like both.
Between
your knees. Do you
know
that?
Yeah. Hello.
How about 9 o'clock?
Mine, then? 9 past 8,
9. Yeah, 8.
Turn 4.
Okay.
I'm supposed to get it on.
That's the beginning of the day.
All right.
Thought we were expecting to call you to the medic.
six of another year, at least.
I don't understand.
He wasn't a well man, sir.
But Mr. Farland was found shot, sir.
Shot? Was it an accident or what?
I'm afraid it's too early to say what it was.
But you've seen him, surely?
No, I'm sorry, sir.
He's killed himself, hasn't he? That's it, isn't it?
The thing is, sir, we haven't been able to contact Mrs. Fallon yet.
No, Susie's in London, Sergeant. I must go there at once. I must fetch her home. McGregor!